The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Behold the future of Britain.
Oh dear.
It's actually a piece of artwork from Judge Dredd, 2008's Mega City 1.
Oh, right. Okay.
But that is also what Britain's future is going to be if something is not done to stop the madness that is currently going on in Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been following the housing crisis problem at all?
I try not to, but you can't not be aware of it if you live here.
Yes, there are many idiots saying many idiotic things, talking about how house prices are through the roof. So let's talk about the housing crisis. Everyone thinks there's going to be a housing crisis. When polled, 7 in 10 Britons think there's a national housing crisis. And that's because they are looking at their own rents and their own ability to buy a house and the prices of the houses that they already own and think, this is crazy. Why is this so high?
Mm.
And there is, of course, but one answer. It's because we're not building enough houses, you see.
Oh.
This is what the general consensus was on Question Time recently on the BBC when it was brought up by one Tom Harwood of GB News. There is no solution to the housing crisis other than building more houses. Everything else is window dressing. Surely the building of the houses is the window dressing on the essential problem of why there is so much demand.
Mm-hmm.
But what was amazing about this is that Tom Harwood and all of them act as if they're in some sort of mystery magical fairyland where there is one particular category of reality they just can't speak to. And when that appears to be the problem at the root of the crisis, they can't identify it.
Mm.
And so Tom says, well, look, something happened and that's it. Have you got the, let's play the clip.
Housing and wages had tracked each other. The cost of housing and the growth in earnings tracked each other until the late 1990s, and then something happened. And house prices just spiraled out of control. Unless we are building more than 300,000 homes a year, unless we are actually keeping pace with demand, right up until the early, or indeed the late 1990s, house price growth tracked wage growth. And then something happened at the end of the 1990s.
Who could identify what that thing was?
Mm.
It's just a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened at the end of the 1990s. And as he said, demand. Where's the demand coming from?
Mm-hmm.
That's the great question. That was a wonderful clip by Callum. And so I thought we'd just go through the immigration statistics like we do every day here because no one else wants to talk about it. This is the Migration Observatory at Oxford University, hotbed of fascists, probably, who inform us that, of course, if we can go down to figure two on this page, show us that, of course, net migration is well over 300,000 a year. Just under 300,000 a year up until 2019 when it was last updated. But you can see this is crazy. Since the Brexit referendum, EU migration has gone down, but non-EU migration has spiked to fill the gap left by EU migration. I don't know why the Conservatives are doing this. Why would they be signing off on this? And the worst part about this is that this is probably undercounted, because the government's ability to keep a track of who is and is not coming in this country to live here is very poor. As Migration Watch has shown, well, this is probably undercounted by nearly 400,000 people between 2011 and 2020, but they're not sure anyway. Mm. They've got multiple different ways of tracking, and just to save a bit of time on this, basically they used to do it by who is actually traveling here on planes and buses and trains and whatnot. But instead they decided to change it to who is claiming national insurance numbers, which is a more accurate way of tracking, unsurprisingly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that actually tells you who's living here, as in paying taxes and, you know, claiming benefits and things like that.
Well, wouldn't it be easier? I don't understand that. Wouldn't it be easier to track who's coming in and who's leaving and calculate the difference, rather than rely on people to actually register to pay into the system? What if people are here but not on the system?
That is another problem. But those people can't then claim benefits because you need national insurance
number. Right, okay.
So that's another way of doing it. But the point is, they, since changing this tracking mechanism, they'd found that actually, it looks like we've got 400,000 more people than we expected. Now, you are exactly correct. There are going to be people in immigrant communities who are neither claiming benefits nor paying taxes. Mm. And yet they will still be working in these communities. So we don't know how many of them there are. We simply haven't got a clue. Mm. Although in 2011, Tesco Supermarket estimated there were 80 million people here because of the amount of food they sold. So, I mean, you know, you can say, well, they're not taking wages, they're not paying tax, they're not claiming benefits, but they are eating.
Yeah, I did look into that. I do think that's an overestimate, but it just sort of underlines the point that actually there could be to the scale of millions more people than the census last published 10 years ago tells us there are.
Precisely. I mean, that's definitely going to be an overestimate, because, I mean, we do waste a lot of food. But it's definitely not what the census is saying. And so anyway, this was up until 2019. In 2021, the government decided they'd let in 1 million people to come and live here, which is 300,000 more than the previous year, which was 700,000.
Goodness me.
Yes. And this is why things are crazy in this country. It is understandably causing massive rent inflation. If you go to the next one, this is just ironic. When one of those agencies that says, oh, come and rent with us, well, this is how they're advertising it. Landlords, rents are rising, reaching record highs.
Yep.
I mean, there's not much to say, is there? This is causing massive rent inflation. And of course, this is doing nothing good to the house prices. If you can get to the next one, you can see that this is house prices in real terms. So they're adjusted for modern inflation, right? So in 2019, the average house price was 240,000, which is 10 times the average wage. Whereas in the 1970s, it was 4 times the average wage. And you can see, where does the massive uptick begin? Sometime something happened in the late 1990s.
Mm. And that peak there is the housing bubble, of course.
Yes, indeed.
2008.
And that goes to show you, like, how much it doesn't really impact the overall increase in numbers. Mm. This is, you know, even then, it was still, 8 times average wage? Mm-hmm. Something like that. So it's crazy. And even in the 90s, it was just over 10 times average wage.
Yeah.
But it is before the mass immigration boom. You can see that this has had a dramatic effect on this country. And that's, as Tom Harwood rightly points out, not good for the average person, but we just can't identify what the demand is, where all of this is coming from. And this, I think, is the next important one. I wrote this article because I spent a day or two going through the census data since 1960. If you can scroll down to the graphs I've got in here, John, just to make the point really, really clear, right? So this, to the first graph, that next one just below, right? This is the total population in millions of the United Kingdom up until 2011. Based on the native population and the foreign population. And you can see that the native population has been a very, very static line.
And how is that determined? Is that by passport holding or country of birth?
Self-identification.
Right.
So it's from the census data. So you say, I'm English, I'm Bangladeshi, I'm African, I'm whatever. And they say, right, okay, thank you very much. And they write that down. And so you can see that the native population of England and Wales, so English and Welsh people, has been remarkably static at around 45 million for quite some time. So where is this demand coming from? Well, you can see as the red line goes up, and again, I'm looking forward to having 2021 census. That's going to be brutal. You can see where all the demand is coming from. It's not coming from the native population. It is coming from foreigners. This is incontrovertibly true. So when we look at, say, you know, the media, why is there a housing crisis? Well, you get takes like this from Yahoo. The UK is facing a housing crisis due to a shortage of homes, as well as soaring rent and house prices. But why? But why? That doesn't explain why we're facing a housing crisis. That's the description of the housing crisis. Mm-hmm. It's not telling us anything. The war in Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the problem. Why?
Well, there's been some interesting things with the COVID-19 pandemic, because I remember towards the start of it, I was talking to a friend of mine who's an accountant about house prices and so on and so forth. And the answer I got back was that they were really surprised how our Conservative government had basically gone all in to protect the housing market. And they continue to do so today. So recently, Boris Johnson unveiled a scheme whereby they would allow people who are receiving benefits to use those to pay towards a mortgage. And that's another step, just pushing up house prices, keeping house prices high. Do you remember they had a scheme during the COVID pandemic, and let me get this right, where they waived stamp duty on house purchases?
Did they?
Things like this. Yes, which increase the prices of houses, of course, because anyway.
So the Conservative government has done nothing sensible to alleviate this problem.
No, of course not. And they actually have a big vested interest in keeping house prices high. One of them is that they have two big support bases. One of them is rural and another is elderly. So the elderly, of course, their main asset is property. So if property prices crash, they are wiping out their voter base. So you don't want to do that. And the other is rural. And rural farmers and so on benefit from being able to sell land when house prices are high and house building is very controlled. So they can make an absolute fortune off selling off bits of countryside and farmland to housing developers, who, as you covered previously, are some of the Conservative Party's biggest donors.
20% of their donors are housing developers, yeah.
And I speak about this in terms of the Conservative Party's base, but you also have to remember that the MPs themselves fit into both of these demographics: elderly, property-owning, rural.
Yes.
So it's a bit of a slam dunk as to why they want to keep house prices high.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.